Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. In some cricket, teenager Luandre Pretorius became the youngest South African to hit a test century for his country on debut as he knocked 153 on the first day of the first test against Zimbabwe. Now, South Africa scored 418 for 9, a total which seemed unlikely when Pretorius arrived at the crease with his team in trouble at 23 for 3.
It was doing quite a bit early in the morning. The situation I came in with was quite tough. But yeah, you're playing for your country. I just wanted to embrace the moment. It hasn't sunk in yet completely. But Vian kept me quite calm and I'm very grateful for that. And I just tried to enjoy and play with a smile on my face the whole time.
Fast bowling all-rounder Corbin Bosch, batting at number 8, made 100 not out, reaching his century in the last over of the day. And then shifting to MotoGP, world championship leader Marc Marquez bounced back from two crashes in practice to win the Dutch MotoGP sprint race yesterday, admitting his body would not have taken another fall. Now, the 32-year-old Spaniard started from the second row of the grid, but rapidly seized control on his Ducati to ease to his 9th win in 10 sprint races so far this season.
It's not an easy day for my body. Both crashes, especially the first one, was a bit strange because I was not really pushing. And the second one was a consequence. I did the time attack with the front tire that I crashed this morning. Plus, especially in this racetrack, the gravel, the rocks are too big. And this creates that when you arrive on the gravel, it's quite painful.
The 6-time world champion's younger brother, Alex Marquez, finished second, with Italy's Great Britain MotoGP winner Marco Bezzecchi third. Marquez's Ducati teammate and 2-time world champion Francesco Bagnaia lost more ground in the title race, finishing fourth. And then finally, the FIFA Club World Cup last 16 action continues later today. Inter Miami's Lionel Messi will reunite with his former club and UEFA Champions League title holders Paris Saint-Germain when they face off at 6 p.m. this evening. Bayern Munich closes the day's action at 10 with a clash against Brazilian club Flamengo. That's all from me. Sky Shabalala will have the latest for you tomorrow morning. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.